Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the Hand of God series is Judgment Part 1, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 6. But the hand of the Lord was heavy upon the people of Ashdod, and he caused mice to spring up, and there was very deadly destruction, and he smote the people with very painful tumors or boils, both Ashdod and its territory. Today's episode speaks about a dimension of the arm of God that many Christians overlook and in fact do not believe exists. We have seen in the last few days how the hand of the Lord can work deliverance, can cause divine acceleration, can open up a life to favor, and can provoke the miraculous. Today, the scripture shows us that the hand of the Lord is also an agent of judgment. In our anchor scripture, the Philistines had invaded Israel and taken into their custody the symbol of God's presence, the Ark of the Covenant. To the Philistines, who had several other deities they worshipped, the Ark of the Covenant was probably just another one of the many gods they could have worshipped. And so they treated the Ark with contempt and put it in the same room with their other gods. The Bible says that the hand of the Lord was heavy on the people of Ashdod and the surrounding cities, and he caused them to experience devastating plagues. This scripture gives us good reason to pray for the cities and the nations we live in. There are practices and occurrences that can cause the heavy hand of the Lord to come upon a nation. Our scripture is evidence of this. The hand of the Lord is an agent of judgment against people who set themselves up as enemies of the Lord. Notice in this case, Ashdod put the Ark of the Covenant side by side a statue of Dagon. Dagon was an idol, a powerless idol. The people of the land had attempted to class the Almighty God with their powerless idols. My dear listeners, God does not tolerate mix and match. When the land worshipped Dagon alone, there were no plagues. But when they attempted to class the Almighty Creator with the created, the hand of the Lord became the hand of judgment. Even though this is not the thrust of the message today, please permit me to speak to someone who is an acclaimed Christian but is also dabbling into the occult. Permit me to speak to someone who has accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior and is still playing around with tarot cards and fortune tellers and occultic prophets. The Lord Almighty detests mixing and matching. If you are gods, please be gods. It is dangerous to have one leg in God and another out. You can endanger your life and the lives of those around you. There are people who have vowed to constitute themselves as enemies to genuine believers. People who use occultic and diabolic powers to attempt to harm the believer. This scripture gives some comfort. The hand of the Lord can work judgment in the enemy's camp. Read the scripture to the end. You will find that because of God's judgment, the Ark of the Covenant was sent back to its right place. There is judgment from God's hand that will cause the enemy to let go of that which is rightfully yours. The hand of God is a hand of judgment. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.